Okay. We started looking at multiple tables in a database last time, and we're going to continue on with doing that. Essentially, the material I'm giving you now is just a very brief overview, mainly so you'll know what somebody's talking about a little bit when they start talking about databases. Four-year colleges frequently have a database course in their third or fourth year, and they want you to have some background for it. And as I've said before, when you design a database, you shouldn't be doing it alone. You want to have technical people working with business people to try to have a good design, because the business people understand what they need it for, and they understand how they're going to use it. And the technical people understand how they can create the database with multiple tables and how they can manage it. So the two need to get together and agree. And sometimes the things that the business would like to see are going to be very difficult to achieve and therefore very costly. And business people have to make the decision as to whether they want to gather that data or not, because it can be very costly. So essentially, a team usually sits down and designs a database. And one of the things they look for if they're designing a relational database is third normal form. And we started talking about third normal form on Tuesday. And we're going to finish up talking about it today. And before I forget, I want to remind you that, or tell you, I think I told you last Tuesday, that I've got four alum coming and speaking to the class on Tuesday. And it's well worth coming to, because they basically talk about the jobs that they have, what you can do in the field, can answer questions about what they do, and it's just a real worthwhile thing to hear. So I hope you will plan to come to that. Okay, normalization. We talked about last time that if I have a student database, or a student table on the database, and I have a STU ID, we'll say, and I give that a primary key, okay? And then I have a student name, and I might have their address, and I might have their major, so I have a major code, and it might be called a department code. In fact, in my example, I'm calling it a department code, but I think Tuesday I called it a major. So, now I want to add information about the courses the student's taking. And the problem is that if I try to put all of the course information on here, I've got to set up slots for it. And I have to have a slot that talks about the first course they take and a slot that talks about the second course. And in fact, I probably need multiple slots to talk about the course and the grade. Okay? That's called a repeating group. And the problem with repeating groups is that if you get to a certain point and you decide nobody's going to take more than 30 courses, the next day, somebody signs up for or tries to sign up for the 31st course. Okay, so having repeating groups means you have to set a max, and setting a max isn't practical, because usually you beat the max at some point, unless it's a very specific kind of thing where you know for sure what the max is. So, what we did last time is we set up a student course table. And that student course table is where I'll put the courses the student's taking. And if they're taking one course, then there'll be one record on that table. If they're taking 10 courses, there'll be 10 records on that table. If they're taking 100 courses, there'll be 100 records on that table. Okay. So, I first of all need to link the taking of the course to the student. And so I'm going to put the student ID in so I know which student took the course. And then I'm going to put in the course number. And the course number is what course they took, CIS 120, CIS 121, whatever. And that would be fine if nobody ever took the same course twice. But if you flunk a course, then you have to retake it. And so I need to know when that course was taken. So I'm putting on a semester year. Okay? And semester year tells when the course was taken. So student 111 could take CIS 120 in the spring of 19, get an F, so then student 111 could take CIS 120 in the fall of 19. And so I need to be able to put both of those on there. Okay? So, a primary key uniquely identifies a record. And on student, the primary key is STU ID. Everybody gets an ID. It uniquely defines the student. And it uniquely defines a record on the table. Over here, STU ID cannot define a record because hopefully a student's going to take more than one course. So student ID is not going to uniquely define a record because a student can take more than one course. Okay? There can be multiple students taking course number 120. So course number couldn't be a unique ID. So the three things go together to be the primary key. Because I needed semester and year in case a student took a course twice. Okay, so those three things go together to make a primary key. And then what I do is I carry the grade that the student got in here as data. So the grade that the student got for that particular course taken that particular semester is on there as data. Okay. Now, second normal form says a relationship is in second normal form if it's in first normal form and no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. So that means any data that I carry in this table has to relate to the whole primary key. And grade does. Grade relates to a particular student taking a particular course on a particular semester. So it relates to the whole thing. If I wanted to put the course name in here, okay, course name relates only to course number. It doesn't relate to the semester. It doesn't relate to the student. Course name only relates to the course number. Okay? So I can't carry that on there because it does not relate to the entire key. So anything that I carry on a table has to relate to the entire key. That's just the rule, okay, that they came up with to make a good relational database. Okay, so then the third rule is a relationship is in third normal form if it's in second normal form and the only determinants it carries are candidate keys. Okay, a determinant is something that determines. And so if I wanted to carry the major name, the major name is determinant on the major code. It's the major code that tells me the major name. It's not the student's ID. The student's ID does not tell me. So I can't carry major name here because the determinant is major code, not the student ID. So that has to go away. Now, if I want to carry information about the major name, then I can set up a major table, make the major code the primary key, and put the major name on here. So the major name is on that table. the same thing over here. I wanted to carry a course name and I couldn't. Then I can set up a course table as the course number as the primary key and put the course name in there and the number of credits that course is worth and a variety of other things. So I've now ended up, as I tried to put this stuff on here, with four tables. And what I need to do is have these four tables linked together so that I can get the information I need. So the course number needs to link over to this course number. And I can then say to the course number, go over to this table, find the matching course number, and you'll find the course name. Student ID links to here. So if I'm printing out information from this table, but I want the student's name, I can link over to the student table and grab the name. Major code can link in down here. So if I want the name of the major, I can go to the major table, link into a matching major code, and get the major name. So I have these tables set up, and the important thing is that they follow the rules and that they link together so that I can access information by linking from one table to another. Okay? So that's how tables are set up in a database. So basically, I have all of this information now, and it's spread out over four tables. So I actually started out. I actually would start out with the data that I need. And this is the data that I need. Okay? And I kind of did it backdoor wise. But this is the data I need. So somebody tells me, okay, this is the information I need about a student. This is the information I need about the department or major. Consider department and major the same thing. This is the information I need about the courses. And this is the information I need about the student taking the courses. Okay? So I start out with that information and I go to a meeting and we figure out what tables we need. And as I said, I kind of figured out the tables by stepping through the rules, but essentially we managed to accommodate this data. Questions? Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is look at a database that has this data in it. So if you go to Student 4 Table Database, okay, I've got the database set up now with four different tables. So I'm going to save that on one of my drives and enable content, and I've now got my four tables. Okay, and if you want to save it, you can just save it on one of your drives as well. So, now I've got four tables. So, I'm going to start out by looking at the student table. And I'm looking at the design view. And this is what I decided I needed. So, I've got the student ID, student name. I added in student city and state when I did this. I didn't have it on my original. And the department code, which is the major. And I also added in the student GPA. So I added in a bunch of information that I need about the student. So that's my student information. Notice that the key is the student ID, okay? So student ID has the key symbol next to it. If I didn't, I can highlight that and go up to primary key and click on that. And primary key is under the design tab. So if you go to the design tab, you can see the primary key, and the primary key for this one is the student ID. Okay? So that's my student ID. Now notice that the key is a 5-character short text field. I made the primary key, student ID, a short text field, and I gave it a size of 5. Okay, and that's important because the student ID is going to appear on another table. And when it appears on another table, it should have the same type and the same size. Okay? Because it's hard to compare if it doesn't. Yeah?
When I open my student table, there's information in it. Is there something that I click on to see what you're seeing?
Yeah, just go up here and click on that. So, I've got to remember that I made student ID a short text field of 5 characters. Because if I make student ID on another table, which I'm going to, I want to make it the same size and the same length. Because I don't want somebody filling in 11111 as an ID and then trying to compare it to a field that will only hold 111. Okay, that's got to be big enough to match. I've got to be able to make them match. Okay, so they have to be the same type and the same size. Okay, computers prefer not to compare text fields to number fields because text fields are stored over against the left wall, number fields are stored over against the right wall. They get complicated if we try to compare them. Okay? Sometimes. So there's my student table. So now if I click on my student course table, notice it has the student ID as well, and notice that it is a short text of 5 characters. So I made them the same type and the same length. Okay, so my student course table has a student ID, a course number, semester, year, and grade, which is what I did when I was kind of sketching it out. Now, the course number is going to link to a course table. So I look at the course number and I say I made it a 6-character short text field so it could hold CIS 120. So it can hold a 6-character field. So when I come to look at the course table, I need to also have the course number, short text 6, so that again, they can compare same. Okay, so on this one, I've got the 3 fields as a key. And the way I get those is I highlight and hold down the shift and highlight all 3. And then hit primary key and it goes away. So if I now highlight all 3 and hit primary key, they all become part of the primary key. So I need to hold the shift down, put the little arrow next to them on the margin there, and click on down, and they will be all linked as the primary key. So that means that the primary key is made up of these 3 fields, which I said it had to be because a primary key uniquely identifies a record. And so it has to be a unique combination. So then I've got 2 more tables. One of them is the course table, which we just looked at, the course link, and the course number is indeed a short text for 6 characters, so it's going to link all right to the course student course table. And it also has a course name and number of credits. So it's got those 3 fields on it. Okay. And then my last table is the department table, or the major table. And on that one, I have a department code, which is short text 2. So it can hold CI, or it can hold BU. It can hold the 2-character designation for your major. So I made it a short text of 2. Now that shows up on the student table as well. So I better go back to the student table and look, and indeed department code is short text of 2. So they are matching. So all of these things have to be linking and matching. Okay? So I make these 5 tables and I put data in them. And what I have to be careful about is, okay, if I look at the data, the student ID, those are the numbers that I put in. So these are the numbers that are attached to my 5 students that I have, okay? So when I go to the student course table and I put in a student ID, it's got to be one of my students. I can't put in 99999 because 99999 hasn't signed up and paid their money. Okay, so they're not a legitimate student. These are my legitimate students. So only these students can take a course. So when I go to my student course table, I have to have every record be for one of my students. Okay, now, the purpose of the student course table is that they can take multiple courses. So I am going to have on there a student ID, and if I switch over to student course, I've got student 1111 is taking 2 courses. Student 12345 is only taking 1. Student 22222 is taking 2 courses. 33333 is taking 3 courses. Okay? And in fact, they've got the same student ID, the same course number, but different semesters because they flunked the first time they took it. Okay? And so they retook it. But notice that the course, now the student ID has to be the same because only students can take courses. And then guess what? These course numbers have to show up in the course table because a student can't take a course that doesn't exist. So the course number has to show up in the course table so that I know that it is a legitimate course. Okay? So if I look at my course table, and I look at the data, those are my courses, and those are all ones that the students were taking. So this is the list of courses that I offer at my school, and those are the courses that the students are taking. Okay, I can't put in a course that doesn't exist. So if a student, if I add another course, I got to put it in the course table, and then I can have a student take that course. But I got to add the course first. Okay? Because you can't take a course that doesn't exist. I'm not getting a lot of this makes sense looks. Does any of what I'm saying make sense? I got 1 knot. 2 knots? 3? Oh, okay, I'm doing all right. I got 3 nods. The rest of you can be lost. I got 3 nods. That's all I needed. Okay, so that is my setup. Okay, so I set up my tables, and they're all set, and they've got data in them. And I have told it what the primary keys are, and my tables are all set. So now I'm going to close my tables because Access doesn't like me to have tables open when I do a query. So I'm going to close my tables. And then I'm going to do a query. So I go to the Create tab, and I click on Query Design. And it now is giving me 4 tables that I can use. When we did this back in September, we only made 1 table, and so there was only 1 table on this list. But now we've got 4 tables on this list. And so we can use any one of these tables that we want. Okay. Actually, before I do this, I skipped something. So we're going to back up for a minute, and then we're going to do this. And now I got to find where it is. I want to get out of query. Okay, where did I lose it? I want relationships. There they are. Under database tools is relationships. Okay. So before I do this, before I do a query, I want to establish the relationships between the tables. Actually, I could have done it in the query, and that's what I was going to do, and then I decided, wait a minute, it's better to show you relationships. I can establish the relationships in the query as well. But when I'm using multiple tables, I got to tell it about the relationships. So I clicked on the relationships, and now I'm going to use all four tables. So there's the course table, there's the department table, there's the student table, there's the student course table. And then I close. So I've got all four tables there. And I'm going to establish the relationships between these tables, which means how I can link from one to the other. So from the student table, I'm going to move some of these down so it's a little clearer. From the student table, I can grab the student ID from student course or from student and drag it to the other one. And it comes up and says, do you want to create a relationship? I say yes, create. I say create, and it creates a link between the student IDs. So it's saying there is a link between the student ID and the student ID of the course table, of the student course table. Then I look at, okay, I need department code, and I want to link that to the department code on the department table. So I do that. And then course number, okay, this is not going to be pretty. Course number, I want to link over to that one, create it, and it goes in like that. And I don't have to have these lines looking nice. I'm just drawing them around so you don't see the overlap. But I don't have to. It overlaps just fine. So those are my tables, and I've now linked them. The course number on the student course table has to match one of my course numbers. The student ID on the student course table has to match one of my students. And the department code has to match as well. Okay, so those are how I can establish my links. And so I'm going to close this. Do you want to save the changes? Yes. Okay, so I've now made my links. Now I can go to Create and Query Design. And now I'm going to use my tables. So again, I'm going to use all four tables. I'm actually going to get out of that. It's easier than anything else. Okay, so create, query design, and I want the course table and the department table, the student table, and the student course table. Notice it put all the links in for me that I had made. If it didn't, if I hadn't gone to the relationships and done it, I could draw the links now. Link department code to department code. So if I didn't do the relationship thing, I can make the links now. Okay, and it will make them. And usually they will apply that to other queries that I do, but making it for the relationships kind of guarantees that it will apply it to to all queries that I do. And so it's kind of nice to do it once and get it over with. Okay, so now I have my information and I can drag what I want down. So I want the student ID, I want the student name, I want the course number the student is taking, I want the course name, and I want the grade, we'll say. Okay, so I can drag down the data that I want. Now, I ended up not using the department table, so in fact, I didn't need to have that. Okay, but now if I want the department, I can put out the department. But I didn't have to open that one. I only have to put up there the ones that I'm actually using. Notice it tells what table I'm using. Student course. If they are linked together, it doesn't matter whether I take the student ID from the student table or from the student course table, because they've been linked together. So it doesn't matter which one I take it from, because they've been linked together. Okay? But I've got all of that information down there. And so now I can go in and look at the data. And there it is. Okay, so there's the data that I have. Now let's say I decided to go back to my query and I only want to see people that have an A in the course. So I'm going to put an A in down here, just like you did when it was only one table. I can put criteria in. So I'm saying I only want people who got an A. And so now if I look at the records, I just have two students that got an A. So I told them I only want an A, now I only have two students that got an A. Okay, so it's showing up.
How do you get to that query?
What do you click on? Which query? The results or the
query? The results.
This over here, there's a toggle there. When you see the picture, it show me the code. Okay. When you see the graph kind of spreadsheet-y looking thing, that show me the results.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
It's a toggle that goes back and forth. Now, if you haven't established the links, you will get every possible combination, which means that you get garbage, because it will give you every possible combination if you don't establish the links. When you establish the links, it says, okay, I know these two have to match. And so it only gives you things where the student ID matches to the course ID. But if you don't establish the links, it would take the student ID and give every single course for every single student. And it goes on forever. Okay, so if you get this humongous amount of output, you pretty much know you probably messed up the links. Okay, because you're not going to put that much data in. Questions? Yeah.
About importing the data into the tables, do we need to import manually every table, or it carries over? Like, I put student ID in one table, is it all four going to be fulfilled?
As long as you put the same ID in both tables,
it's going to carry over.
It's going to carry over.
Okay. And it doesn't
matter. And it will link them between.
It's going to bring to the first, and the first table is going to bring to the third. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it doesn't. Technically, I think it probably does, but it doesn't. In other words, it doesn't matter what you do. What I usually do is if you write SQL, for example, when we looked at SQL, if you wrote SQL for this, then what you usually do is you link the one student ID here. Let's see, department is a good one. You take the department code that's not a key and link it to the one that is. That's usually the way that people do it. Take the one that's not a
key
and link it to the key.
Okay.
And that makes what's called a foreign key.
Right.
Okay. So that's probably the best way to do it, but in fact, you can get away with either one. Okay. It brings up that little create pop-up in the relationship, which says I'm going to match this to this, and shows you which table and which field, and you say yes, and it creates it. Or I think you hit create, and it creates it. Okay. So no, it doesn't matter, but sometime in your life it may, so the best way to do is drag it to the key. Okay, so now it's your turn. If you go down to week 9 under assignments, and you get a chance to start it here, if you don't finish it, then the rest of it's homework. I've got 3 tables that I want you to create. We're going to make a donor database, and I want you to create 3 tables. The first table is going to be the donor table. And it is going to have the donor ID, which is the primary key, the donor name, and the donor address. And just put in the city or something for the donor address. Don't write out a whole address. It's too much work. Put in something like Fall River or Seekonk or whatever. Then it has a donation table. And the donation table has the donor ID, the drive number that the donor gave to, and the date of the donation. And those 3 together are the primary key. Because those 3 together will uniquely identify a record. So I made those 3 the primary key. And there is an amount there which relates to all 3 parts, because it's the student giving to a particular drive on a particular date. So the amount relates to all 3. Okay? And then the 3rd table has a drive number, which is the primary key, and drive name and drive goal. And you can see I did color coding to show the things that should be linked. The drive number is linked to the drive number on the drive table, and the donor ID on the donation is linked to the donor ID on the drive, on the donor rather. So I want you to put that together, create those tables, and then once those tables are created, there's a list of queries to do down below. So, it is now your time. So, get to work. Joe and I are here if you run into problems. So you're creating a new database, and you're creating 3 tables in that database.
we didn't go over creating a new table. We just pulled up that student table, so now we're going to create a new table.
Right, new database, just like you did this in September.
Okay, so we really have to, I have to go back and look at how to do that for September.
Yeah, please, it is create. I mean, you just go in and start at the beginning with create table. So.
How do you get rid of the old student, all that on the left?
Well, I wouldn't bother to get rid of it. I just, you want to hit, I just brought up access and you click on blank database.
Okay.
And when you click on blank database, you give it a name. So it's the My Donor database or something. You tell it where you want it to store. I want it to be on my E drive. And then I can just say create. And now it's created. And now you can go in and make tables.
Okay.
And I don't like that particular way of bringing stuff up, so I always click on this tool thing over here, right under the word file. And that brings up a better way of doing it. So there's the donor table. And now I've got this. So I would go with donor ID, auto number, no. I don't like auto number. So I'm going to go with short text for 5, kind of like I did on my examples. So I'm going to go for short text for 5. And just go ahead and create the table now. Put in the next field, and the next field, and the next field.
Okay, so you did table tools, table, or fields.
Where did I do that?
That tab that's open up at the top there. It says table tools.
I'm looking for it. That's not what I'm seeing.
Wait.
Oh, there.
Okay.
But that's not where I'm at. So what
I'm clicking on table tools and I'm getting fields and table are my two options.
That's right. And then I come over here and click on the one that has the picture of all the tools.
All right.
And that brings this one up. So now you want to create the database. Has the attendance sheet made the rounds? Or where did it get lost? There's where it got lost. Thank you. Question?
DDR.
Address. What is up to like the 74 level or something? Westport, what is it? Just turn the city. Drive is the particular thing. I'm raising money for this or I'm raising money for that. So maybe drive number 100, drive number 200, whatever. Drive number 1, drive number 2, but it's...
They should be different. I should put many different...
Yeah, you should have multiple drives because you're collecting money for a new building, you're collecting money for textbooks, you're collecting money for food. You're giving Joe too much time to do his homework. The reason you're doing it now is so you can ask questions if something confuses you. So please, ask questions if something confuses you. Put a little plus sign on it after you do it, but you have to enter the data. It'll actually put a linkage kind of sign on it.
So I couldn't link them now, it still wouldn't work. It doesn't matter.
No, you've got to put them in the data.
So we are having that risk of mistyping the things.
If you mistype it, then yes.
It's a new record.
With a donor that doesn't exist or a donor that didn't give any money.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you got to type the donor in. Which is why I use wonderful things like 1111122222, because they're a lot easier to get right. Access is definitely not my favorite database. But it's free.
But the date donation, should we just use short text or should we use number?
And it doesn't, I don't care. You can write November if you want to. You can use date as a type, or you can just put in something like November, and I don't really care. I'm much more interested in the logic.
So if I wanted to change it, because I did use date and time, now I want to make it short text, do I have to close it and save it?
Yeah. Or at least that's the safe way to do it. Start putting data in? Have you put data in yet? Oh, okay.
No,
then
sir.
You should start doing the queries.
Try to figure out, right?
Right. And when you come to the queries, it's really a review of what you did back in September when you were setting up. It's just you're using multiple tables. But the ands and ors and all that good stuff are kind of a review of what you did in September. Yes.
For a second.
What?
Can you give a look for a second?
Sure. Yeah, so the drive number,
I mean,
driver number,
and donor ID. I use that
for looking at
this.
Right.
But what's the correct thing? No.
No, that is the correct thing. You know, as I said,
it's point, I don't know. I can, you know, figure out, but it's an example.
Right. But I mean, it's
the tomorrow. What do we need to merge, right?
You need to match the things that are the same. So donor ID to donor ID and drive number to drive number. Figuring out the layout of the table is the hard part, and that's the part.
This can go from here to here, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right, exactly.
And vice versa, right?
Right, exactly. So,
and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, right.
With the one information.
Yeah, if I didn't want a mount, if I said I didn't want a mount, I would still need that table because I can't link from this one to this one. They don't have anything in common.
Uh-huh.
So even if I didn't want the amount, I wanted the amount, so you needed that table. But even if I didn't want the amount, I'd have to have it to provide that linkage.
To
yeah.
Get all together.
That's right.
Okay, so.
The design of the table is the hard part. Though now that it's done, it's easier because the links are all established. But the designing and figuring out the links is what I said is usually a 3-credit course learning how to do that.
I think making that relationship is harder than doing all
of it. Oh yeah, right. It definitely is. And that's why I gave it to you, because to get you to a point that you can do that well would require multiple weeks of analyzing problems and everything. So, I mean, a database design is a good course to take at some point. But it usually is not offered, as I said, until junior or senior year. And, you know, it's a reasonably intense course dealing with how you take this massive data and turn it into something that's usable.
Very usable for the normal people.
Right, right. And there's a lot of companies that make a lot of mistakes doing that. My husband took a job at one point, and he was there for about a month. And he discovered that, among other things, they had, I think it was 3 or 4 different tables that all had the customer name on them. And so if you wanted to change the customer name, you had to change it in 3 or 4 different places. And he said, I'm looking for another job, you know. If they did such a bad job of designing, I don't want to be around because it's going to be a disaster. And they went out of business. But it was, because that meant that if anybody changed their name, changed the spelling, got married and changed the name or something, they had to find 4 different places. You know, the only thing that should be duplicated from table to table should be the thing that links the tables. Nothing else should be duplicated. You know, if I've got the student, the customer's name and address one place, that's all I wanted. And I'll link in to get it every time I need it. So.
Parts.
seem to be taking it. Do I have to recreate?
What do we mean by the table?
The donation table under table two is designed and highlighting it and giving the ship me and no keys for it.
Okay, what are you trying to do? You're trying to establish the
primary key.
Okay, go up to the first one and click on that and then hold down shift and click on the next one down. No, keep that, keep shift, click on that one. Click.
Oh, there it is. So I'm clicking in the wrong thing?
Yeah, there. But I think now you have to start over again.
Okay.
So click over here.
Click over here.
Just and then hold down the shift.
Right key, click, and okay, so.
Shift and go down to the next
shift. Shift.
Okay.
Shift
and then move down and click there. Without letting go of the shirt.
Oh, all right. Okay. Now let go of the click?
No, now just go down and click on the next one. Okay.
I don't know.
I probably don't analyze what I do well enough.
I know, I'm showing you how a blind person is.
Okay, so I've got the student course table, design view. Okay, so I'm going to put the thing there, and now I'm holding down the shift, and I'm clicking on all three with the shift still held down, and then I can make it go away.
Okay.
And then I can click on all three with the shift held down, and I can put it in.
All right.
Did it?
I wasn't clicking over on the primary key.
Okay.
Okay, so.